Welcome to Apex Current, the podcast program from Apex Water and Process, and welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're really looking into some fascinating sources on how smart water management is, well, changing the game for heavy industry. We'll be focusing specifically on a tool called WaterSim and how it worked in a real biofuel plant situation. Basically, our goal is to give you the inside track on why getting water right is such a big deal in these complex settings.
It really is. Industrial water systems, they're just inherently complex, aren't they? You've got flows, chemistry, reuse loops. It's all interconnected. Trying to optimize all that without, you know, a really clear view, it's tough. You need sophisticated tools, not just for saving water or energy, but for keeping the whole operation running smoothly and sustainably.
Which leads us perfectly to WaterSim. That's WaterSim, S-I-M. The sources call it the industry's most advanced water balance modeling tool. So what's it actually do?
Well, think of it like building a digital replica of the plant's entire water system, a dynamic one. Its main job is to give you total visibility, clarity you just don't get from P&IDs or spreadsheets. You see exactly where water goes, how it's used, where it might be lost, and crucially, where you could potentially reuse it. And it goes beyond just mapping. It's predictive.
Predictive. So it figures out what might happen, not just what is happening.
Exactly. By simulating the flows and the water chemistry together, it can flag potential problems like scale buildup or corrosion hotspots well before they actually cause damage or downtime. This kind of foresight lets you optimize things proactively. And the benefits mentioned are, well, pretty significant.
Like what specifically?
Things like avoiding sizing equipment incorrectly, either too big or too small, because the model shows precisely what capacity is needed. It also helps ensure you meet discharge regulations by accurately predicting the effluent quality. And, of course, minimizing costs is key, both upfront capital costs, CapEx, and the day-to-day operating costs, OpEx. Plus, there's the sustainability angle, identifying real opportunities to cut down on water, energy, and chemical use.
Okay, so it's about smart design and operation, optimizing the whole picture. And the process, as I understand it, involves gathering data flows, chemistry, temps, simulating it all, analyzing the chemistry within the simulation, and then trying out different what-if scenarios.
That's basically it, yes.
Yeah.
It does need good data to start, that's true.
Yeah.
But once you have that, the simulation becomes incredibly powerful. Running those scenarios virtually, that saves a huge amount of time and potential cost compared to trying things out physically in the plant. You test it in the model first.
Makes sense. Let's make this more concrete then. The sources mention a case study, a biofuel plant out in Midwest. What kind of water headaches were they dealing with?
Yeah, this plant had some classic biofuel industry challenges. They were really aiming for better water reuse, maybe even getting towards zero liquid discharge, ZLD. But their existing setup, their infrastructure, just wasn't quite up to it. They ended up in the cycle of excessive water recycling and retreatment, which sounds good, mm-hmm. but it was actually causing, you know, water stress in the system and hitting process bottlenecks. These pinch points were limiting their overall production efficiency.
Right. So constantly treating and recycling water, but hitting limits that slowed everything down sounds frustrating. How did Apex and WaterSim help them sort of untangle that knot?
Apex took a really collaborative approach. First step was a deep dive into the plant's current state, mapping everything out, working side by side with the local team to truly understand all the water flows and interactions. The main aim was to improve the quality of the water circulating in the system. Because in biofuel production, water quality is critical for fermentation and distillation. Better water means better yield, less downtime.
Okay, so they used WaterSim to get that clear picture. What did the analysis show and what were the results, the tangible outcomes?
Exactly. WaterSim gave them that crystal clear view. It pinpointed exactly where changes in flow or treatment would make the biggest difference. And the results, according to the source material, were pretty dramatic. They achieved a much better overall plant water balance.
Yeah.
The cost to treat their water, both the incoming fresh water and the recycled streams, went down. And a key metric for them, they significantly reduced the amount of water needed to produce each gallon of ethanol, less water intensity.
And what about operating costs, the OpEx?
Big savings there, too. By understanding the system's chemistry through the model, they could optimize their chemical dosing. This reduced overall chemical use and, importantly, lowered the total dissolved solids, the ion load, in their makeup water. Lower ions, specifically things like sulfates, sodium, chlorides, that directly means less risk of corrosion and scale. So equipment lasts longer, maintenance drops, that's a clear ROI.
Any specific examples that stand out?
One really notable one was the cooling tower cycles. They managed to increase cycles of concentration from 8 all the way up to 13.
Wow, 8 to 13. That's a huge jump.
It is. It means they're concentrating the minerals in the cooling water much more effectively, so they need far less fresh makeup water. That saves water, obviously, but also energy, because less water needs heating or cooling. And remember the lower sulfates we mentioned. That specifically helped in the cooling system, too, reducing issues with certain types of bacteria and improving corrosion control there. They even cut their cooling tower inhibitor chemical use by over 30%, while still keeping corrosion and scale under control. That's another direct cost saving and less chemical discharge.
It's amazing, really, how getting that detailed, predictive view of the water system unlocks so many different benefits: efficiency, cost, environment. It turns problems into actual opportunities.
It really does. It shows how applying this kind of advanced modeling, this data-driven approach, to something as fundamental as water can have these huge cascading effects across an entire industrial operation. And maybe that leaves you, our listener, with something to think about. In a world where resources are, well, increasingly precious, how could taking a closer, data-driven look at something seemingly basic like water flow potentially unlock unexpected efficiency and environmental gains in your own work or industry?
A great question to ponder. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into APEX Water and Processes approach and the WaterSim tool. Reimagine success together.